All right. Tonight's a rather we're not discussing what we normally discuss for because there's a reason due to the fact that all the events that have been occurring deserve to be in the spotlight as well. So
with that, we should get on with it. The first topic of the night. You remember on Monday when Blackford, who is normally on the show, he is absent for tonight because of his bandwidth connection. We predicted that the Germans would get bombed.
Or something. Let's just not joke around about it.
Something to that effect. We were right.
Unfortunately.
We were right. This is probably the first time we've been right in a long time. In the fact that when this kind of thing occurs in Paris, everything else gets... it's trickled down, you know, like, trickled down economy. So as of 6 hours ago, France had gunfire in the middle of the night. Now, for us in the US, it's around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. However, for most people, in Paris, it's at the dead of night. No, it's at like 9 o'clock. Now, for us, that's a bit of, bit late. Because we're 6 hours ahead of everything. This only happened 7 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
This entire thing. This entire operation. And what I'm frankly amazed about, and I don't know what your thoughts on this are, Alison, but I'm frankly amazed that France has responded so quickly.
Yeah.
You know. And then followed by Russia, followed by the UK.
Right.
Followed by, you know, everything. The fact that is the 20 different sleeper cells within the U.S., and within Europe, sorry. And France has been the U.S.'s oldest ally.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are we to do when the U.S. attacks? We can't just lay back and say, oh, no, we'll be fine. We'll fight with baguettes, guillotines, guns, and people launchers. No.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to fight because our country is at war.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, what do you think?
Uh-oh.
Well, what do you think?
What do I think? Charlie, right now I'm not thinking.
Hmm.
What else is new?
But, yeah. But, you know, if they bomb New York, it would be another terrorist attack.
Right.
12 years ago.
Yeah.
The U.S. has the New York Public Safety, well, the New York Police Department has said that they don't know what type it is, and they are going to slowly respond. So, you know, all New Yorkers don't have anything to worry about, but they do have something to worry about. In the fact that people could be very much in danger. We don't know what type of danger. So, as recent as today, we know that two people were apprehended. What we don't know directly, or indirectly, however you want to put it, is how long is this going to go on and what is going to evolve. With you just don't kill 129 people and get away with it.
Right.
It doesn't happen.
Right.
It doesn't. It just doesn't. Do you have any thoughts on this, Anderson?
I just see that this is terrible, that this is more, there has to be some more people can do. Or be understanding of what is going on out there, because this stuff does not go away, and have to be vigilant. Because I think everyone, what is going on is everyone is making sure that that nothing more will happen. Especially last night, two fights were grounded due to an anonymous threat, which is terrible. It's still just, it's not something you want to see happen. This is a way for those who want to show who are wanting to push fear into it's nothing good, and I'm...
Well, no, I mean, let's talk about the psychology of fear for a second, right? Psychology of fear, that means everything in your frontal lobe basically just goes, I'm on vacation. Shankar Vedantam, who heads up Hidden Your Brain podcast on NPR, actually explained this. using a haunted house. And
mm-hmm.
In the episode,
right.
Basically, it's run by a doctor. Now, the doctor is...
And this isn't really pertaining to that. In a way, I think we should focus on the topic, which is France and the current situation that's going on. Yesterday goes along with it. But there's so much news that is going on.
But we have the gunfire. What I'm trying to get at least, is that now now the EU is trying to get involved. And
mm-hmm.
basically says that either by taking part in France's operations in Syria or Iraq, or by easing the load to provide support to France, he said, the clause that of Article 42.7 of the European Union says that if a member state is victim of an armed aggression on its territory, the other member states shall have toward it an obligation of aid and assistance by all means in power. The article has never been used before, which means that it's a first. Which also means that it's now of greater importance. Which means that the implication and timing of the EU effort to act in the parts where it's not immediately clear.
Mm-hmm.
Which also means that furthermore, that the French military said that new airstrikes have been targeted as an Islamic State, and also as ISIL or ISIS command post and training in Raqqa, Syria, that the operation came from an earlier retaliatory strike by France on Sunday. So, but yet, following a meeting, the French President Francois Hollande and Secretary John Kerry stepped up the effort and said, at its core, where they're planning attacks, Kerry said that the Islamic State was under pressure and losing territory. And so now, they're trying to raid. Who is responsible? And try to make sense of that. I mean, they caught the guys in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, if they caught the guys in Germany, surely they're trying to catch the guys in France,
mm-hmm.
I would think. But then, meanwhile, in the Middle East, right, the Middle East doesn't know why ISIS still exists.
Mm.
Which is interesting, because by the time the United States withdrew from the bloody long-bloody encounter with Iraq in 2010, they said it thought that it had declared the once fearsome enemy of the Islamic State, which means that the state had many incarnations, but at the time it was neither fearsome nor state. So, in 2010, that was the year before 9/11, right? And then they attack, and you have September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess what I'm trying to get at is why don't you just stop? I mean, the fact that, one, you're living a desert, and then 5 years later, then you wipe yourself clean in a 100-year-old colonial border in the Middle East.
Controlling millions of people in Syria and Africa and Iraq. And then you try to get us on Xboxes and PlayStations as if we're not listening. What are you thinking of this, Allison?
I think everyone should remain vigilant.
In your eyes, what the heck is...
Be on top of their game, because no matter what, what they're trying to do only is going to unite evil, no matter where they are. Go and say, be vigilant, be aware.
Right.
Because that's what matters. Right now, point in time.
Of course, that's what matters, but being vigilant and being aware are two different things. The awareness is this. The vigilancy is this. And that we have to be careful about is that we have to defend our borders. We're in the middle of the Iraqi election, or the U.S. fighting for the president's bid.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, more recently, President Obama and his allies have been criticized for not taking it seriously enough. Well, I can understand that. Can't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we go from, in our country, senseless gun attacks to a gap in which we see Paris aid Paris. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All this after all this after our gun raids. But then also, we have the fact that there's no central evidence. There's no evidence that the two central figures of the Islamic State have ever met each other but in faith and brutality. But yet, if you go back to the Islamic religion, it never says in the Quran that you have the right to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the Bible. No, the Quran.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
But then they're bombing this out of the fact is also how they train these guys. And Michael Weiss, who is the author of ISIS Inside an Army of Terror, basically said, if you were looking at a building in an army, a prisoner is perfect place to do it. We gave them health care, dental, fed them, and more importantly, we kept them killed from being in contact.
Mm-hmm.
So, the fact is that all these guys want to have control. That's all it is. It's fear and control and, you know, a lot of control. But yet, around the
around Europe, there are about 20 cell units.
Mm-hmm.
What's embarrassing is that, you know, Paris, up until now, has not found it, but yet Paris is going through an attack. You know,
mm-hmm.
the attack being that of them trying to ratify something that was in the EU a ton of billions of years ago, and them using it to the fullest extent of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Which is excellent because of the fact that because they're fighting back.
Right.
But then in other news, on the same news, we have the fact that, the contrary, is that the U.S. is working on a nuclear weapon, a new nuclear weapon, just without that shorter and
that's something better. If people, if something that people do discuss it and or do have those things, has, and there's also been weapons agreements and so on and so forth when it relates to that too. So it's very difficult to say if others don't, if others have them and don't use them, that's still better than having them and using them.
But keeping them, right, the fact is that we have, more importantly, a historical nuclear deal with Iran, which significantly limits the country's capacity to build a nuclear weapon, and
right,
in which we might be building our own arsenal, you know.
Right.
But secretly, that the U.S. has been publicly vowed not to produce new nuclear weapon after the aftermath of the Cold War. President Obama said he would keep this promise. But shortly after President Obama was inaugurated in 2009,
right,
Obama told a crowd in Prague, "Today, I clearly stand with conviction that Americans' commitment is to seek peace and security of world without nuclear weapons."
Mm.
Then he won the Nobel Peace Prize 6 months after that speech. Yet, with the fact that you have France being modernized and, you know, and bombarded, and Paris, and a structure that, you know, nobody's talked about the Eiffel Tower and protecting the Eiffel Tower, have they? No.
No. No, it's all been about one thing. About this tragedy.
Paris.
Yeah. And I see it where everyone will get through it. It will just take a lot of time.
It might take years.
Yeah.
But we at AMC Press are not going to be reporting this on this for years.
Right.
We can't.
We want to focus on it now these are a lot of people who are affected. So it's very
right
to let it be known, let it be out there.
Let it be out there because in 2020, right, it's on the U.S. side that we secure everything, right, we might be building missiles and have it go into full production by 2020, which would produce a all 400 of the B-61-12s, which
and
is part of a three... Yes?
This is something that different countries do, too. It's a matter of how they do them, too.
Right.
Why not?
And how much time it takes.
Yeah. It's not necessarily will... I don't think it would, depending on how much time, and if there's also been agreements in place, that to be, anyone has to be very careful. It doesn't matter who you are, what country you're in, people have to be careful with it, too. It's not like, I'm going to just do X. No, you can't do just do X. So.
No, you can't.
So it's either you abide by what is going on, or there's problems.
Right.
And when other countries get involved, not the best idea.
Right.
So I'd rather go, yeah, this could be potentially happening, but we don't know. But it's also hard, and we don't know. Yes, the reports could come out, but there's still reports, unless it's coming from other people in the military. I would not want to take my chances and go, it's something that you have to understand where government doesn't, no matter what the government is going to want this information to get out. So I'd rather play carefully, or any country, be careful with their knowledge and intelligence they have when it comes to what is out there.
Right.
We're citizens. We don't know what's going on.
We have a right to know what's going on.
Yes, we do.
We have a right to know what's going on, and we have
Yes, and to make sure of our safety, and that's what counts.
Right. But then, over in the U.S., over in the U.S., you know, you have more shit being hurled in the U.S. every day.
Right.
And so, what's incredible is that we don't have we kind of don't have anything which basically says, we don't have anything that basically says we're supporting France. Yes.
U.S. is doing minimal, which I think, but other countries are jumping in, which is great. It would just be good to have the ability to say, how can we help? Because when we had the 9/11, guess what? Other countries didn't help. So is this going to be the same thing?
Right.
Which it could potentially be.
It could potentially be. But how would we prove that? You know, in terms of how would we prove it, in terms of we prove it.
Remember, there was, or there's also how there was the issue over Freedom Fries, and how.
Oh God, yeah. How could we forget Freedom Fries, right?
No, how everyone was upset that it was the both country, one country being upset with the other, that sort of thing, and now this is what's going on, and it's kind of a bit of a problem, if I must say so, is we all have to think back. There's a long-standing relationship between the U.S. and the United States when it came down to everything that happened in with the Civil War, or before we were even known as the United States. Isn't that a bit so? It's the best thing we could do is give France support.
Right.
You have to go.
Give France
support. Oh no, it didn't happen. There was a person who passed away due to this tragic event. This horrific event. It is that her family won't get her. Her family isn't going to be able to. Isn't even going to have the ability to see her after. They're unable to even get her remains. So, be vigilant, be more aware, and as much as we're saying the same thing, all the news, there's so many things going on how Russia is now going, how the group responsible, or claimed responsibility, has now has shared images of what, how they took down the jet. Is that really, does that make things better? They're trying to put fear. Everyone, I think the UN and the countries have to come together and work out a way of making things, to making it better to protect the citizens of this country.
Right.
So, it makes more sense to go, who's going to step up? Because it's not like we, the citizens, can just do this on our own. This affects so many lives. It's not just ours. It's not just one country's problem. It's many countries' problem. It's a problem for many countries, not just one, not just another. I think it would be it would be beneficial for all the countries to figure it out. To help protect able to make something better than what it is. Because that's what matters.
Right. I mean, what totally matters is that of how Paris copes. And then how they pretty much, how they go about it, you know?
So, it's either, it has to be help. People, the countries have to come together. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, countries have to come together. And
the UN wasn't just created for nothing either.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say that the U.S. have to basically stand behind what happens, you know.
Right.
And so if you have the U.S., if you have some a country, right, that pretty much says we're going through shit, then yeah, of course you stand by.
Yeah.
In solidarity.
Yes. Like we are doing tonight. And that's what matters. It's not something you just go,
I mean, but we will continue through our site. We might not speak about it on air, but we will continue
right.
through our site. Cue stand by.
Okay.
Then. Making sure that making sure that basically you have they have our support. We support a varying thing with that. We're behind them all the way.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of being behind them in a way that is supportive. Pretty much. And that's where I think we're going to stop tonight.
Yes.
Because it doesn't make sense to
keep
go,
on going.
To keep on going the same and the same
I
way.
I agree. I think we should have.
We've discussed this to death.
Yeah.
We will be back on Monday with a regular schedule of stuff.
It would be actually be our Thanksgiving episode too.
Yeah.
Yes. We are going to be shooting turkeys out of our asses. No, not what can we do?
Oh my.
Yeah.
Not George Takei, by the way.
Yeah. Johnny. Yeah. So we're going to be doing that.
Great.
But we are definitely going to be doing stuff then, and we will see you then.
Yes.
Yeah, have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Uh-huh.
Good night. Bye-bye.